Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Welcome to Street Talk, a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Media and aired on our four Cumulus stations in Syracuse. Street Talk is a weekly show keeping you in touch with the individuals and organizations that work for and serve our community. We're your hosts, Ed and Amy. Leadership Greater Syracuse graduated 54 people this past fall in their 27th annual Community Leadership Training Program. Since 1991, there have been over 1,300 alumni of the program, which every year has a waiting list to get in. Executive Director Pam Brunet explains why this is great not only for those who participate, but for the community as a whole.
The mission of Leadership Greater Syracuse is to inspire people to take an active role in the community, and we've been doing that for 27 years. So there are 2,000 of us across the country, actually, including Leadership Mohawk Valley, Leadership Rochester, Leadership Buffalo. But our main goal is to identify people who are interested in giving back to the community. And we immerse people in the challenges and the achievements of our community. And through this year-long program, we also build their leadership skills and give them great connections so that when they graduate from our program, they will be in a position to give back to our community at a very high level. So we have over 1,200 graduates from our program since 1991, and they can be found in many places in Central New York giving back. So many of them serve on boards. Many of them run for office. Many of them are part of initiatives that are taking place in the community. So they're truly people who are giving of their time, talent, and treasure, but they're giving back to our community in a way that's meaningful for them, and they're making a significant difference in our community. We believe that a community is only healthy when people are active and all voices are heard. So for Leadership Greater Syracuse, we're about connecting people, giving them the knowledge that they need, and then seeing where they go. And it's exciting to see where people have taken the training, what they've done with it. So we have people apply to the class. We interview everyone to make sure that their intentions are such that they absolutely believe in our community and want to give back. That is our criteria. Our criteria in being in Leadership Greater Syracuse is you have to believe in the community and you have to want to give back. And then we compile everybody who is interviewed and we look at the demographics. We know that when we put the most diverse people in the room, it's going to be a really crazy rich environment. People learn and bond from each other in such a powerful way. They actually maintain friendships through life with this program, and they call on each other to get involved in their issues and their areas of interest. So people apply, we put out acceptance letters. We always encourage people to reapply because it's typically, if you believe in our community, you want to do your part, it's just about us with the demographics. And then once they are accepted, the program starts in January with an opening retreat, an overnight retreat. And then they meet one full day a month, February through November. So it's a time commitment to participate in the program. But throughout that time, we will just be immersing people and introducing them into all kinds of issues and achievements that are taking place in the community.
How many are we talking per class?
So we have been as low as 40 and as high as 55, and it really depends on the applicant pool. And the goal is to get to that diversity that we're looking for. So we had 54 who graduated with the class of 17, and actually we have a class of 54 for the class of 2018.
And this is during a weekend that you meet every month or during a weekday? Tell me about that.
So our opening retreat is during the weekday, a Thursday and a Friday, and then we meet the second Wednesday of every month from 8 to 5. So we have people who are taking vacation to participate, or we have people whose employers support them, because this is absolutely an employee development opportunity for our for-profit organizations and our nonprofit. But the leadership skills gained through this program, people take back to their personal life and their business life. So we're so fortunate that many companies see Leadership Greater Syracuse as an opportunity to develop employees, also because it gives them the chance to connect people where they would not otherwise had a chance to connect. So I think we're most famous for when you talk to our graduates, they say, oh, I never would have met this person had I not participated. And you don't know what that can mean over time for people. We've actually had them get each other involved on committees and boards, but they've even married each other. So all kinds of scenarios have taken place because of these amazing connections.
Talk a little bit about the programs. I mean, I know that you must cover such a wide range of different ones, but for example.
Sure. So our goal is to expose people to a variety because we know that when people get involved in the community, they have to follow their heart. So what is most important to them? So it's very much a broad range. So to get pretty specific, at our opening retreat, we do an exercise called a community SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And that class produces this exercise of what is important to them. What do they believe are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for our community? And then we actually have them plan their class days, which is kind of a unique way of learning. It's not about Leadership Greater Syracuse creating content and having people sit and listen to lectures all day long when they come to class. So we have major topics and we ask people to sign up to actually plan their class days. And it's based on this data that they have. It's based on the data that they have learned from the opening retreat. So the topics are very broad: Education Day, Government Day, Embracing and Celebrating Diversity Day, Envisioning the Future, Economic Development Day. We actually do a day called Community Service Day. So these topics are very broad. So we ask the participants to plan a day. They sit down, and what the learning model for Leadership Greater Syracuse is very experiential from a leadership perspective. They're going to sit down with 12 basically strangers, and they're going to have to cover Education Day. Well, where would you start on Education Day? You could spend 3 days learning about Education Day, but we did that community SWOT analysis, and your class is very interested in what's happening with the Syracuse City School District. So now the class now starts to have bumpers around what they're going to plan for that day. And the beautiful thing about how this works is I know Jaime Alicia, the staff of Leadership Greater Syracuse, all two of us, we do know a lot of people in the community, but it's not about us establishing that relationship. So we ask the class to plan their day so that when they decide what they want to do with their 8 hours and the content they want to prepare, we ask them to reach out to those speakers. So they will say, I want to call the superintendent of schools. They establish that relationship. They tell the speaker what they want them to talk about. And when that speaker comes in the room, they introduce that person. And we know for a lot of people, standing up in front of an audience of 50 is intimidating. So people get to actually practice their all kinds of leadership skills. So they plan their class day on these major topics. And therefore, no 2 years are ever the same at Leadership Greater Syracuse. So when we talk about issues, back in the day, we spent a lot of time talking about Onondaga Lake and the cleanup of Onondaga Lake. And we toured the lake and then we got to see the progress of the lake. And then a couple years ago, we spent a lot of time on I-81. What does it mean to when we have to readjust? What's going to happen with I-81? This last year, I think the impact on poverty in our community crossed over on every single topic. So we know that poverty and our situation here in Syracuse is serious. And this year, the class was very interested to understand how does poverty impact education, economic development. And we believe that format of learning is really very similar to what it's like to be on a board of directors. So for some of our for-profit folks, they're in the room and they're saying, gosh, Pam, we can't pull this off with only, you know, $1,000. How are we going to feed everybody? Well, they call in their friends. So we really pulled the thread through the year by giving people the opportunity to connect, make more with less. It ends up being a great product. We evaluate the class days. People say, I've lived here my whole life and I always wondered what happened in that building and I never saw that. And then we have people, which we love, people from outside the area that are newcomers. They'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea we had this. And they say, you guys are so lucky that you have great parks. We don't have great parks all over the place. So the learning is really, it's very exciting to be in a room where there's a lot of aha moments going on. And of course, the be all end all for us is when someone comes up to me and says, oh, Pam, that meant a lot to me. I think this is where I'm going to start giving back. So you just don't know what's going to click for people. And it's all about their personal incentive. And by exposing everybody, they find their passion. And then they give back and they're able to give back at a high level.
You mentioned kind of rewarding already, but it must be extremely rewarding to look back at your graduates and, you know, even being able to be up in front of a big audience that they learned so much from that year, or yes, giving back or becoming the head of a company or something like that because of their experience. I mean, you must have so many reward stories.
There are so many reward stories that our marketing committee actually has a problem with picking them because there's so many. Which one speaks to which organization, which group? So we've had deeply personal experiences take place. For example, this year we had a mom of a transgender child speak and talked about what it was like to be a mom of a child who's transgender. And at the end of the class day, we had a class member stand up and said, "I will think about things differently from this day forward." Wow. So personal growth. And professional growth. And so the folks that participate, you just don't know. The reward for us as staff is we get to see people grow throughout the year. And all of a sudden we'll hear somebody from the class of 2004 is doing this. Class of 2011 is doing this. And what's really remarkable is we have about 1,200 grads. 80% of them still live in Central New York. And when we polled them recently, we said, what have you done in the community since you graduated from LGS? Honestly, I was a little disappointed. Only like 250 people did the survey, but they named, and I counted them, 750 volunteer positions. So, and they run the gambit from their church, from their Y, but it's also consensus, you know, government modernization. We've had graduates participate in that. We've also asked them, since you've been in LGS, have you been promoted? And the vast majority said yes. So, the reach is incredible. It's quantifiable to some level, but it's pretty amazing what people have done and what's happened to them since they've graduated.
Well, for people who are listening, who you're already kind of have missed the deadline for this next class, right? You're already
correct.
Chosen that. But what can they think about and what can they read about and determine whether they want to apply for the next year?
I would encourage everybody to go to our website, which is leadershipgreatersyracuse.org. And just go through it and check it out. We have testimonials on there. We actually have a class day blog so people can see what it's like to be in the class. This is a time commitment. It's a 11th month experience. Tuition to participate, if you're accepted, is $3,750. So it's absolutely a financial commitment. I should absolutely tell you that there are scholarships available for those representing the nonprofit because that tuition is completely out of reach for a lot of people. But we have generous employers in town who see the importance of this opportunity, and they want to make sure everybody has a voice in this class. So we have scholarships available, tuition assistance for folks who are applying. So take a look at our website and think about what is going on for you in 2019. Does this speak to you? Do you believe in our community, and do you want to give back? Do you not know where to start? LGS is a great place on where to get started. Or I'm doing a lot in the community, but it's not tugging at my heartstrings, like I don't know if I found the right place yet. You'll be introduced to so many different organizations that you can find the right place. And Amy, we have two other programs that are smaller. If you have time, I'd like to share with you
sure.
about those.
Yeah.
So this is a really cool program that we're looking at right now. For 8 years, we've had a little program called the Central New York Political Leadership Institute. So the leadership Greater Syracuse class of 2008 said, "Darn it, why aren't people running for office? How come there's so many uncontested political races, whether it's the mayor or the village or the town? Why aren't people running?" And our LGS grad said, "Well, maybe people just don't know how. You got to get signatures. There's a ballot. What does it mean?" And then what does it mean? So Leadership Greater Syracuse with the citizens and Center State CEO partnered, and they created something called the Central New York Political Leadership Institute. And this is a program that runs in February and March every single year. It's 8 Wednesday nights in a row from 5 to 8. It's completely nonpartisan. We have a prominent Republican and a prominent Democrat who kind of are the spokesperson for the organization or the program. And we teach people how to get on the ballot. How do you build a team if it's just me? Campaign finance and fundraising. How do you do that? How much money do we need to raise to run? And our last piece is called Get Out the Vote. Does it make sense to put money into signs? I only have a limited amount of money on signs. You know, do I do signs or not do signs? And what's beautiful about that program is because it's nonpartisan, we bring in people who are elected and have won and or have lost. And it's great to see a Republican, a Democrat, and a Green Party person sitting up there saying, "This is the impact it had on my family. this is what it took for me to run. And it's because it's nonpartisan, it's really fun to watch. But it really gives you the nuts and bolts on how to navigate the political process. So if you want to run for office someday, it's great training to have. If you just want to help a friend on a campaign, or if you just want to be involved in a campaign, we'll connect you to a campaign. So we have found that actually no one's doing this in the country in a nonpartisan way. So 8 years we've been running this program. January 24th is an information session that we're having at Dominic's Restaurant. If anybody's interested, and they can go to the information session and learn more. But registration will be opening up soon. And it's $125 to participate. Dinner is included, so it's the best deal in town. And we had 9 of our graduates run for office in this last election in November. Everyone from Juanita Perez Williams ran for mayor. She's a graduate of our program. And there are other folks that maybe you don't have much name recognition or don't know. But 9 of our graduates ran. Some won, some lost. But it's a great way to get knowledge if you're just kind of interested in how to navigate the political process.
And you said you had one other program?
We have a program that we do in partnership with the Gifford Foundation and the Central New York Community Foundation and the Human Services Leadership Council and some citizens, where we're offering a board training program. So just like our Political Leadership Institute, it's 8 Wednesday nights in a row, and it teaches how do nonprofit boards function. Everything from recognizing the life cycle of a nonprofit. Do you want to be involved on a startup, on a nonprofit that's a startup? Are you a turnaround person and you'd rather be involved in a nonprofit that's kind of maybe hit decline? So we teach a lot of different techniques, how to read a financial statement. When you're on a board, you have to know how to read some of this, or you just have to know how to ask the right questions. So we offer this program 8 Wednesday nights in a row, and that will kick off in March. It's called Nourishing Tomorrow's Leaders. And people can learn more about that at the Gifford Foundation website. And what's really great about that program is we actually are purposely marketing to people of color, because in our community, we do have some segregation issues. And we love that we want all voices to be heard. So when we can connect people who believe in our community, who want to give back and be on boards, this program is fantastic. We have 60 people that have applied the last 3 years in a row. And we accept about 30, and about half of the people we've trained are now getting on boards. So these are people that may not have had a voice in the past, and now we've given them a pathway to being on a board and serving our community.
Visit their website at leadsyr.org. Casanova College will be hosting their inaugural You, Me, We Empower and Succeed event on Saturday, February 3rd, in honor of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Here to explain more about the event, Elena Anthony, Senior Woman Administrator and Strength and Conditioning Coach at Casanova College, as well as Director of Athletics, Pete Way.
We wanted to do something to honor National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and we wanted to do something that encompassed the community. So we decided to partner with local colleges and bring out high school and middle school female athletes and the most influential female in their life to come and just get some tools and tips, motivation about life from local college athletes.
Wow, that's amazing. Talk a little bit, Pete, about the sports at Casanova College.
Sure. So we are a Division III NCAA institution. We have 15 varsity sports. We have all your classic soccer and volleyball and basketball and lacrosse, baseball, softball. We also have a great equestrian program, which most people kind of think of when they think of Casanova College, and a 3-time defending conference champion swimming and diving team on our women's side. And so we have about 260 athletes, which for a small school is a big population of athletes. And so our student athletes do a great job getting out into our local community and volunteering. And we think that we're a great resource, especially for the Syracuse area being, you know, 20 miles away. And so we would like to incorporate our student athletes in an event like this.
We were talking about the size of Casanova College, which is not as big as, you know, your huge universities, but it's also kind of a perfect size for kids that may not be looking for something that big or may not want to be competing on the top levels when it comes to sports. I mean, you probably find that with a lot of those that are going.
We do. And I think the one thing that's great about Casanova is all the different academic programs that we have and majors and students that are interested in combining their different area of interests on the academic side, but then can still participate in athletics, whether they're a collegiate student athlete or even participating in our intramural and recreational and fitness programs. It's a great way to kind of mix all of the things that they enjoy doing into their college lifestyle.
So tell me how this event is going. Do you already have the groups that are participating, or how are we starting?
Well, right now we've secured partnerships with Colgate and Syracuse University to bring administrators and student athletes there to be on a panel for discussion. We have the word out to local schools, but we really are looking for participants. We're doing it in our lower gym, so we have a large amount of space that we're looking to set up roundtable discussions and panel discussions for student athletes to attend. And we also, you know, welcome in any kind of sports teams locally. If coaches want to bring their team as a team bonding experience, they can do that too.
And you talked a little bit about what you're going to see, but tell me a little bit more about the panel and what the day includes.
So one thing that we've all discussed as administrators locally is that growing up, we really didn't have an option for mentorship with athletics in general. So we'd like to provide that mentorship opportunity, basically to give kids the opportunity to talk about goal setting, facing adversity, self-motivation, things that really are important aspects of succeeding in athletics, but something that we don't discuss nearly enough.
Anything to add about that?
Yeah, I think that almost every school, and we hear a lot about National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, and it really tends to celebrate some of the great female athletes and leaders in the growth of women's athletics. And I think that Elena had a great idea to talk about those young female students and athletes that are growing up and wanting to push themselves and drive themselves, and especially incorporating a female leadership figure, mentor to them, and how we can help them encourage their daughter or niece or friend of the family to really push themselves to be a great athlete, and that there's a support system there. And just my own personal thought on it is that I have three boys and I'm an athletics guy, and I see a lot of dads out there, and I think that that's pretty traditional. But there's also a lot of great moms and aunts and grandmas out there that really push their kids towards athletics. And I just think that for those out there that might want to get more involved in their daughter's athletics life and are just looking for the right things to say or areas of resources, that I think that what we're doing is a little bit different in offering them some different insights on how they can be a really great mentor to their young athlete.
I know, especially it seems to get frustrating to female sports teams, because, I mean, you look at, just because I live in Syracuse, you know, the SU men's basketball and the SU women's basketball, you know, the crowd comparison, and I know they're doing a break the record day that they do every mm-hmm. season, but it's unfortunate that there is not as much following, and you just wonder why, because the players are just as good. They're so competitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, even sometimes more exciting games. And I guess just the more you do things like this, the more people are going to say, you're right. I mean, there are differences, but there's still great games to watch and support.
I think that's what I'm excited about too, is we're inviting all of our participants to come out to, we have both men's and women's basketball games that day. And one of the great things about being at a small school like Cazenovia and a Division III school is our students are our biggest fans. And I think we get a great crowd for our, especially women's basketball games. And while it's true that maybe the men's side gets a little bit more attendance, it's always been something that said that we get a great turnout. And I think that because you can sit right on the floor there, it's so close to the gym. And I think that it's a great opportunity for families to see that this is a way to show, you know, their young athlete that there's a lot of support for women's athletics at a place like Cazenovia College.
Anything to add with that?
I think that's a great point. And I think also the proceeds will go to the Women's Sports Foundation. And I think that's one of the great things the Women's Sports Foundation does. It's really create these opportunities for athletes that are young, just like the kids in the greater Syracuse area, to really allow them to develop as athletes and eventually take on leadership roles, which hopefully, like you said, you know, the discrepancy in fans and things like that, hopefully creating these leaders will move to change those numbers in the future.
Well, let's talk about how people can get involved if they haven't signed up already.
So you can email me, my contact info. You can call me 315-655-7327 at Cazenovia, or email me at amanthony@cazenovia.edu. You'll sign up. It can be the name of just the student athlete and the influential female that plans on attending. It is $10 to get in. And with that, you'll get a power packet, which is just a packet full of tips, tools, some goal setting exercises, things like that, that your student athlete can use after they leave the event. You'll get admission to the game, and then obviously the event 11-1 is included in that admission, and then everything goes to the Women's Sports Foundation.
For more information, visit casanova.edu or casanoviawildcats.com. That's it for this week's edition of Street Talk. If you have an issue to discuss, or an event or nonprofit organization to promote, or if you'd like to find out more information about something you've heard on this or past week's programs, call us at area code 315-472-0200 or email amy.robbins@cumulus.com for events allowed 2 weeks in advance. Street Talk has been a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Media. We're Ted and Amy. Thank you for joining us each week here on Street Talk.
Support for this podcast comes from Namely. When was the last time you checked your pay stub or picked benefits at work? Chances are, it wasn't easy. One company is working to change that. Namely is the all-in-one HR, payroll, and benefits software employees love to use. Clock in, change benefits, schedule vacation, and more from your desk or on the go. Get a free demo by visiting namely.com/podcast. One more time. That's namely.com/podcast.